says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. No putting them old boys raised. The West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Right.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Welcome to the show, folks.
He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night.
You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon.
Some homemade wine.
Just about 40 hours away from the swearing-in of the what may be the greatest president in American history. Yes, that includes George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And another of my favorites, a little more obscure, James K. Polk. I like some of the things he did. and Calvin Coolidge, another of my favorites. But I think we're about to always wanted to, you know, what would it have been like to have lived in the time of Thomas Jefferson or been a guest on the lawn at the White House under the presidency of Calvin Coolidge. Well, we're about to find out because we are going to have for 8 years President Donald John Trump. And so welcome to the show. We're, you know, George has been with us here and Paul Fromm, both here tonight. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, James. 40 hours is too long, but I'll take it. Bye-bye, Barry.
Yeah, and the the moving trucks are there, and yeah, there was a story today on Drudge that the workers are busy building a wall around the future home of Barack Obama, build a wall, Barack. Walls work. And we'll continue the story that we got into last night, which is the very, very courageous, excellent work of James O'Keefe and his Project Veritas. It has progressed further. James O'Keefe was on Sean Hannity's show today, and we'll play a little audio from James O'Keefe describing that appearance on the Hannity show. And I think it's a perfect example of demonstration by James O'Keefe of what we patriots can do with our far-flung activities of our own. We can help save America. We can help restore our country and make America great again with our activities. And I offer as an example in that realm the American Freedom Party. I think we're doing great work in the same way that James O'Keefe with Project Veritas is doing great work. And different people can do different things. In Project Veritas, James O'Keefe is putting, well, he's, the most famous case that you may remember is that O'Keefe realized that this group called ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, was a complete communist liberal scam. And he decided, what can I do to expose these people, to expose the truth? So he did a very imaginative thing. A patriot lady that was his friend, and he brainstormed the thing, and they decided he would pose as a pimp and she would pose as a hooker. And the two of them would go into ACORN offices and they would tell the ACORN person, let me get the acronym here for you, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, they would tell them that they needed help in setting up their small business. They needed loans and money and government assistance. And then they would say specifically that she was a hooker and he was a pimp, and that was their business. And ACORN fell all over themselves. Let me find the cities here. This is just amazing. They fell all over themselves offering ways to scam the government to get small business loans and things like that. They walked into offices in Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Brooklyn, San Bernardino, San Diego, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and Miami. And they filmed all of this. And it was a firestorm of a story. The upshot is this. And then they just showed the video. The video speaks for itself. They showed it to people in the government. It went on national television. And shortly thereafter, what became of the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, ACORN? Folks, it's gone. It's gone. 30 chapters closed. It was a big national organization. Gone. One guy and one lady took it out. So now, the latest installment of Project Veritas action is that they have infiltrated these people trying to disrupt the inauguration in 40 hours. And they've got stunning video. We heard some of it last night. They've shared it with law enforcement. And the good news is that the FBI and the Secret Service and other law enforcement agencies are telling James O'Keefe, we take this very seriously. We are in action now. So they're acting on what they're seeing. And James O'Keefe, after bringing ACORN down, a huge enterprise, he may be, I may not be an exaggeration to say, he might be saving the inauguration. One person, that's with his team of people, very, very good demonstration of patriotism. Let's listen to a little bit now. Before we do, let's get our hellos into Paul Fromm and George in Maryland. Paul, thank you very much for joining us here on the eve of the inauguration.
Oh, this is a really exciting time, Jamie. I have a very good feeling about it, and of course, I'm monitoring the Canadian press and some of the foreign press. I was overseas for a few days, and I'll tell you the fear and the not necessarily hostility completely, but fear in Asia is palpable. I think they sense there's a new dog on the block, and the days of America conducting a shrinking violent or devious foreign policy are over. The Europeans are still, I mean, the European establishment, Angela Merkel, etc., are still stunned by the Trump victory and what it's going to mean. One of the things I think it's going to mean for Canada, it's disgraceful. But Canada spends 0.99% of its GNP on defense. America spends over 3%. Members of NATO are committed to spend 2%. Only four members of NATO spend that or better. Canada is near the bottom. Like we spend less than 1% of our GNP on defense. And I don't think Trump's going to stand for that. I think that's one of the things he's signaling about NATO. America doing all the heavy lifting, 72 years after WW2, 20 plus years after the fall of Soviet communism. It's just not right. I mean, European countries are relatively wealthy. This is in war-torn, broken Europe of 70 years ago. And I'm very encouraged that Trump is going to be sending a message to so-called allies to start acting like allies and pulling their weight rather than, parasiting off the United States taxpayer.
Very good.
And with any change like this, there are people, their noses are seriously out of joint. This guy was not supposed to win. That convinces me more than anything that Trump is not somehow an establishment, doppelganger or hidden agent or anything. I'm convinced more and more every day that he's the real deal. And we know we have a few callers who share those views. And I respect people being, cautious and critical. We've been burned often by phonies. But I see Trump as being the real deal. I also got an email from a good friend of mine in Queensland, Australia, who was sending on an email from a friend of his in the United States, a retired Marine who's 80 years young, pointing out that 9 members of Trump's cabinet are publicly committed Christians. And many people, I think, have been praying for that. Because whatever religion most of the members of the Kenyan's cabinet had, it certainly was not obvious. In fact, I don't think a cabinet like that could ever have gone along with the institutionalization of LGBTQ XYZ for the sexually mixed up, which I heard the Kenyan today on TV. This was his last press conference, and he was very enthusiastic that one of his big accomplishments was to mainstream the homosexual agenda. And he said it was irreversible because young people, the times have changed, and young people are all into and supportive of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, mixed up, and otherwise. I don't think that's fair about young people. I don't think most young people are any more supportive of this cultural Marxist revolution than older folks.
Well said. Let's jump right in and let's say hello to George in Maryland. There, George, apparently about 1 million people are descending on the District of Columbia to witness this incredible inauguration.
I'm looking forward to it, James. We saw Pat Buchanan's article equating Reagan and Trump, and there are many parallels. I'd just be happy to be done with all the hearings with these ugly, hideous feminist senators inquisitioning all the various Trump appointees. I hope I wake up 20 years from now and they're all gone, James.
With those million Americans, overwhelmingly, it's going to be a patriot crowd. I mean, Obama's fans are not coming to see him depart necessarily. It's going to be a great crowd of people who are thrilled and excited that somebody is going to make America great again. And they want to participate, because I was talking with a couple of the listeners to the show on the phone today, and it's really obvious. Donald Trump by himself he's one man. So this will be, folks, this will be us as a community of people. As a people, he will be our leader. He is our leader. But we will have to make a lot of these things happen with our work, because as one person, it really is a little bit unfair to say, well, I'm going to sit back and wait. And if Donald Trump can do all these things, then I'll support him after he does all these things. Well, okay.
I mean, because you're all over that, James. One too many people on our side have referred and said, well, we're glad that Donald Trump will be a useful idiot so that 4 or 8 years from now, we can take over the political mainstream. As you would say, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, ain't going to happen, folks. The this is our shot. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes. You know, for people who think Trump will solve everything, the American people have elected a president, chief executive officer, commander-in-chief. They haven't elected a dictator. He's going to have to get his legislation through Congress. And while the Republicans control both houses of Congress, not every Republican is for Trump. People like I see people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain making considerable trouble, and they're Republicans. His supporters will have to be vocal and will have to rally around his proposals where they approve and pressure their congressmen and senators where necessary. You know, we can't just sit back and wait for Donald Trump to do everything for us. So he's going. This has to be a team effort.
Yes. Now, part of the team in 40 hours, folks, they're already in place. About 28,000 law enforcement, security, and military personnel all over Washington, D.C., looking out for the security of this inauguration. Well, let us hear for a moment to start the show off. Let's hear from this extraordinary person, James O'Keefe. He's only 33 years old, if I've got my dates right on his a Wikipedia article, and he was on the Sean Hannity show today, big deal, and then he made this video, which we're going to play for you. It's only 2 minutes long. I'll play the whole thing. It's very interesting. Here he goes, James O'Keefe, talking from wherever his studio is.
This is James O'Keefe with Project Veritas. After we release these few videos exposing Disrupt J20, we have a couple updates for you. First, our attorney met with the Terrorism Task Force detective this morning. The representative from the U.S. Attorney's Office was also going to be attending. And our attorney reports to us that they are looking at the full footage. They are investigating. They're analyzing the tapes and the batches of emails we sent them. So they contacted us last night. Looks like there's been some legal developments. Also, U.S. News and World Reports reports that Disrupt J20 has dramatically scaled back their plans to block the flow of traffic as a result of the undercover videos. This is this man named Legba Carrefour, who was caught on tape talking about chaining down the metro trains, which is clearly a terroristic act. That's in addition to all the butyric acid they're going to plan to put into the vent shafts of the National Press Club tomorrow night. Also, the deplorable organizers have informed me that a couple of these people are actually signed up to be at the deplorable. They have refunded their tickets and have filed restraining orders and civil charges against these organizers. This all happened in the last 24 hours. Finally, perhaps the most fascinating development is I just got off the radio with Sean Hannity and the author of this Huffington Post piece about the supposed counter sting of one of our reporters a few weeks ago that had nothing to do with this. I was expecting a hostile debate with this Huffington Post writer, Ryan Grimm. Ryan endorsed Project Veritas and said that he thought we did great work with the J20 group. Shocking, but not shocking to me, because this was all very true. The law enforcement says it's true. Now the Huffington Post says that this is all true. Will CNN and Fox News put it on TV? That's your job. Tweet this out. Tweet at all the anchors and ask them to play this footage, which is being reviewed by the FBI, the Secret Service, and counterterrorism as I speak. And let's get this on television. Let's try to protect people tomorrow and Friday.
Very good. And you heard it there. That was James O'Keefe. And when he said, that's you, that's your job, you couldn't see the screen. But he was pointing at us in the television camera. We'll take a little break here. We'll come back with your calls. 800-313-9443. Call in now. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
Here we are, folks, back at the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. We are coming to you here on January 18th, 2017. I'd rather listen to Merle Haggard than me any day. Welcome to the show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So we'll take your calls here in our brief 1 hour together, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the Trump phenomenon. And Sunday, we've got our three-hour show, which we entitled The American Freedom Party Report, from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. All of this sponsored by the American Freedom Party. But what I invite you to help us fund these shows. If you enjoy the shows and want to listen to them for the next 8 years, that's right. We're all going to grow old together here on this radio show. Help us out. Any amount of money that you can send in, or if you can think of some other form of help, will be most appreciated. And the way to reach us is just write to my name, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And some of you are already sending in some help. It is most appreciated. I have to just admit, I'm funding a lot of this show myself. And out of my extensive treasure trove of wealth that I have, I don't have money, folks. So any help you can give would be most appreciated. Let's listen to some more interesting audio here. This is, let me find the little bit of audio I just found here. And this is today's report, today's update from Project Veritas. And let's listen to this. And this has already had 268,000 views. It was published today. Here it is. And this is James O'Keefe that you'll be hearing.
So simultaneous to the checkpoint blockade this morning.
Well, let me pause that. This is actually, it starts out with a video, undercover video. Man, I'll tell you, these small cameras must be delightful. These little small cameras you can smuggle in. They're in a room with these communists having one of their meetings. So you're going to hear a communist or whatever this clown calls himself, communist, anarchist, who knows what. Here he is telling us how they're going to disrupt. He's telling his whole room full of disruptors how they're going to disrupt your inauguration.
We're also doing a series of clusterfuck blockades. We're going to try to blockade all the major ingress points into the city. Generally speaking, Nazis will only actually attack people if they strongly outnumber them, because Nazis are essentially cowards. But yeah, throat punching is probably a good thing.
We have a plan for how to shut down a metro.
It takes 15 seconds, and everyone can leave, but literally, it can't go anywhere.
Some of the audio is interesting.
And you need a really thin chain. You need a really thin chain. That require like a bolt cutter undo. Basically, to shut down that line.
That was undercover sound about hooking chains up to disrupt and stop Washington's metro rail line. This is part two of our undercover investigation into the dark, seedy underworld, Disrupt J20, a group that says openly they want to shut down the inauguration, going well beyond peaceful civil disobedience.
Please lock the doors. Please lock the doors. Lock them, lock them, lock them. Don't let them in.
Hey, I just want to say one thing to the person on the phone.
Can you please move
Bob
Kramer, my way?
Sends his regards.
The next 4 years, we are going to fight Trump and everything he stands for with no quarter asked, no quarter given, no mercy of any kind.
Throw them all under the bus. I mean, to fuck it up. I like the idea of the goal being that they have to pull the inauguration inside.
We prepared to help make the inauguration a giant cluster bomb.
Got a break coming up, folks. And we'll come back with some more audio and your phone calls after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-
We're back, folks, and we were listening to Project Veritas video. Let's return to that and just briefly spend a little time on that. Then I want to go to Donald Trump and what he had to say to us, to the American people today, about what he's planning, his inaugural speech and so on. I think you'll enjoy that. Let's go to the Project Veritas tape that I was playing. Let me go to it here and find the right spot. There's that, and let's find Veritas. Okay, here it comes. Here we are.
Our investigation into the Trump inauguration protests took us to dozens and dozens of meetings from coast to coast over the course of a few months. Groups like Socialist Alternative, League of Conservation Voters, Workers' World Party, Smash Racism DC, Anti-Fascist Coalition, all these groups operating under the umbrella of Disrupt J20, some planning peaceful activities, some planning violent and illegal criminal activities.
a significant number of us, up to a dozen that we've talked to so far at least, expressed interest in arrestable action, civil disobedience. But the agreement that we left Sunday on was we're not going to do that unless, as you pointed out, it's actually effective. We're not just looking to get a notch to say we got arrested. We want to do it so we can have an impact.
It was at one of these meetings that we met Legba Carrefour, a Disrupt J20 organizer.
So simultaneous to the checkpoint blockades in the morning, we're also doing a series of cluster fuck blockades. We're going to try to blockade all the major ingress points into the city, which include shutting down major bridges and highway access points, as well as shutting down metro rail. So to do that, we're going to try to break into several teams, kind of like the checkpoints. So we've been doing that. We don't think these are going to be necessarily arrestable actions, but there is a possibility it could be, so keep that in mind if you want to participate.
Last week, Carrefour spoke to the Washington Examiner and gave them an outline of the plans to try to block access to the city. Our infiltration efforts uncovered the details and potentially criminal plots.
Okay, let's pause right there, folks. You shut down a bridge, ambulances uses bridges, life-saving uses bridges, fire trucks use bridges. You're going to jail, folks, when you do stuff like this. And so I just relish the thought, Paul and George, Jeff Sessions is watching this stuff. He's going to be the attorney general very shortly. And I think all the people, the law enforcement people that are looking at James O'Keefe's material right now, they know they're going to have to report into their new boss on Monday. And they better have something good to say about what they did with this material. Jeff Sessions is not going to be happy if they're not actively putting these people in jail. Now, Paul, George, your thoughts?
Well, I think that they're going to be under a lot of pressure. And maybe there'll be a lot of these police who probably would like to have acted before but have been held back will be turned loose to pursue and charge these people, I mean, those who've actually done something.
Oh, yeah. And I put the wrong spin on it. You're right, Paul. That's exactly what we were learning in the campaign, is that these police departments, they are chomping at the bit to be able to enforce America's laws and to actually have a president who will actually help them enforce the law. So very good point, Paul. I think that these people, knowing that they're free of Obama, they don't have to deal with this clown anymore or his minions, they'll be functioning in the next few days as if they're working for Jeff Sessions. So, yeah, that's very good there. Let me just check my call-in line here, folks, just to be up to date. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We've got a couple callers already. We have holding his rain check, Alan in South Carolina. Alan, you're on the air.
Yeah, James.
Thanks for calling.
I've never known what ACORN actually stood for till last night, so thanks. Of course, we heard the scuttlebutt, how they'd intimidated voters at the polling places and things like that, but just didn't know exactly what it was.
Well, one man and his team shut down an organization with 30 chapters. It was being funded with millions of dollars from Congress. And when the Congressmen and women saw these videos, that's all they had to do was see the video. Picture's worth a thousand words. That was it. ACORN's funding ended right there.
And I want to ask a question of Paul Fromm, if possible.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I've been bending James's ear for several weeks about Paulette Bazagna's book, America's 30 Years War, written in the 90s, published in the about 10 years ago. And, of course, Bazagna died 5 or 6 years ago. But it's about the ideas of the socialist theoretical or propositional government. The notion was popular in the 90s. And I wonder if you're familiar with the term or if the term has any currency now with high-level thinkers like yourself.
What was the term?
Propositional government.
propositional government, our occupational government.
Well, the I've been talking with Alan there in South Carolina, by the way, thank you, Alan, for alerting me to Bazania's book. I've got my copy autographed by Bazania, which I got cheap online. But the and you've been talking about the notion that America can be viewed as a nation, a nationalist creation of our people, and that's, by the way, that's how Paul advertises his work, is for our people. He's always introduced radio shows as for our people. So, Paul, you represent the opposite of propositional thinking. The propositional notion of America is that America is just a place where certain ideas are supported, but anybody, it's an open block party. Anybody who wants to, come on in. The refreshments are fine. Come one, come all. To our propositional nation, where we have propositions like freedom or whatever else you want to put out as a proposition. And so, Paul, I think that's the direction Alan's going with that question.
That's what it means. Yeah. This is a way to sort of create acceptance of the immigration invasion. It will be told that all you have to be an American is simply to park your butt down on American soil and agree with whatever the endorse the Constitution or whatever. That was not what America was originally. It was a European country.
Trump is about to become the.
It's about a people, about the European people, that built and developed the country. And it's not, in my opinion, just a series of propositions or ideas, and I think that's very dangerous.
Yeah, and of course, Alan, you're right, and Paul has been. Paul has been really the leading champion of this in Canada and in the United States. Paul's work extends all over the world. But the idea that we as a people, we're entitled to a place, to a nation, to a home that is a permanent home for us as a people, and people being a genetic, biological, language, culture, and everything else that goes with it, people, not just an assemblage of miscellaneous peoples, and all other nations. What Paul seeks and what we seek and you seek, Alan, that every nation on earth is in fact a nationalist nation, except the European nations. The European nations are not allowed to be nationalist nations. We're not allowed to be insist that Britain is for the Brits and Sweden is for the Swedes and Spain for the Spaniards. No, and America, when I was a kid and when Paul was a kid, when you referred to, he's an American, the picture you saw was a white person, an American. He's an American. And the American way, America was not viewed as a hodgepodge of people. We had a small minority of blacks who were a little less than 10% of the population, and their world was a much better place, as well as our white world. Much better place for both of us peoples. But America, a white nation founded by an entirely white population of founders, fought for, suffered for, worked for, and the Canadians, the Australians, the New Zealanders, the Europeans, that our South African cousins, we're entitled to a place that will last forever, and as are all other peoples. The Nigerians, you're entitled to Nigeria. The Somalians, hey, you've got a place. It's called Somalia. Make it better. Don't leave there to come here because the place you built is a failure. Make your place better. So that's, you're right on that, Alan. And I want to play, Alan, with your permission, I want to play a little of Donald Trump today, if I may. Let me do it. Let me go there right there now.
Okay, go right ahead. I think Paul has pretty much answered my question. The notion itself is not really on the tip of everybody's tongue. So that's all
right. Right. Well, thank you, Alan. Well, here we go. This is Donald Trump today, and then William in Montana. Hang on, we'll get to you right after Donald Trump. And here is Donald Trump on Fox News today, talking about he's all excited too about this inauguration. Here he is.
President-elect Trump, thank you so much for meeting with us today.
Thank you.
Exciting week for you. What's the first thing you're going to do when you walk into the White House?
Well, I want to go to work. Monday is really the day that we start signing and working and making great deals for the country.
I know Melania and your son are going to stay here in New York until he finishes school at least. Will they be there with you Friday night, your first night in the White House? Will your whole family be there?
My whole family is going to be in the White House. Barron and Melania and all of my children will be in the White House, which is sort of a tradition. They say the first night you have your family there, but Ivanka, Don, Eric, Tiffany, they're all going to be in the White House, and it'll be very exciting. There's something very special about that building. Every time you walk in it, it's just something so incredible about the White House.
Not many people get the opportunity to say that they are the President of the United States of America.
It's very humbling, I will tell you.
I'm sure. Do you think about your parents?
I do. My parents were great. I had great parents and loving parents, and my father was a strong guy. Actually, my mother was...
Pause Donald Trump right there with your forgiveness here, and let's just move further through the interview. He's interviewed for about 7 minutes this morning on Fox News. I'm just going to drop it in a little bit later, and let's see where he picks up.
Well, what he said is that he's never done it before, but he has.
Well, he's talking about John Lewis. John Lewis's boycott of the inauguration. Let's go a little further. That's kind of boring. John Lewis is a boring guy, congressman, who says he's not going to be at the inauguration. Oh, and Trump had a great rejoinder. He said, well, I hope he's giving his ticket to someone. We're really short on tickets.
that's the way to put it.
Yeah.
Invited. Well, I don't want the celebrities. I want the people. And we have the biggest celebrities in the world there. Biggest in the world.
You.
Well, I won't say that. But we have the biggest. And President Obama.
How about these designers that are saying they don't want to dress your wife? Did she even ask Tom Ford?
Never asked Tom Ford. Doesn't.
Let's go through. These ridiculous celebrities are going to boycott. And Trump had a great thing there on the Trump. The celebrities who said they're going to boycott the inauguration. He said, A, they weren't invited, and B, they don't have tickets anyway. I'll tell you what, people who try to fence with Donald Trump end up with a sword stuck in them. Here we go.
Oh, that's great.
And we had that scheduled. You know, we have one ball, I think it's 25,000 people, and they're going to be bigger. But who wants to have like 10 different balls? So we did fewer. Everything sold out. You can't get a ticket. But in fact, my biggest problem is you can't get tickets to any of this stuff. It's impossible. I was told some of the dress shops in Washington, you can't get a dress anymore. It's like it's just going to be an amazing weekend. It's going to be something special. And you will have crowds like they have rarely seen before.
What about Twitter? You going to continue to tweet?
Yeah. Look, I don't like tweeting. I have other things I could be doing. But I get very dishonest media, very dishonest press. And it's my only way that I can counteract.
CIA John Brennan, he responded to your Twitter. You said you questioned whether or not he might be the leaker. He's saying, no, he's not the leaker. What's your response?
Well, I accept it. Look, I accept it. But it came out of someplace, and it's fake news. It's all fake news. You know, I can say something about George Washington. I can say something about Abraham Lincoln. I can say something about you. I can just fake news. And they shouldn't have been a part of it. They should not have been a part of it. Because it's made up, never existed, never happened. And the reason I say that so strongly, because nothing's ever going to show up. There's never going to be a tape that shows up. There's never going to be anything that shows up. Now, I would be very embarrassed if a tape actually showed up saying something like that. It would be double embarrassed because I'm saying there is no tape. There is no event. I was never even in that room for that period of time. They made stuff up, and it started with the Republican Party when they tried to beat me in the nomination, and then it went on. The Democrats took over that work, supposedly, and by the intelligence giving it credence, a little bit of credence, by just even talking about it, it was very inappropriate. So I don't know who the leaker was. I have no idea, but it's fake news.
Press briefing room, are you going to move it?
So we were going to move it because, well, for whatever reason, you'll have to explain this to me and everybody, but we had a lot of people showing up for press conferences, etc., including briefings. And the room is too small. So we said we're going to move it to a larger room in a nearby area, but, you know, not the same area. And the press went crazy. So I said, let's not move it. But some people in the press will not be able to get in because it's just...
We've got a little break here, folks. And... there you had our president today. We'll have you today right after this break. Stay tuned, William and others.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks. We're in our final segment, and we'll just have time here for William in Montana, and maybe a little parting shot at Joe Biden here. Before you go on the air, William, I'll just say that the headline today is that Joe Biden was giving a speech in Davos, Switzerland, and have you ever been to Davos, Paul?
No, but I've never been to Switzerland, but boy. Now, there's a heavy-duty conspiracy, yes. that gathering there.
Yes, but he was speaking in Davos. I've been to Switzerland, but just little bits of it. And this is just a funny one. You can't make this stuff up. He was making a speech about how Trump represented, he is a threat to the world order. And at, when he was saying, as he said that, the lights in the room went out. And Biden, yeah.
You couldn't script this stuff.
He's a threat.
Yeah, and Biden, what a dope. He just kept on talking as if nothing had happened. He's talking in the dark in this room in Davos. And no one knows why the lights went out or what it was, but Biden, what a clown. And then he went on to make the usual nasty comments about Vladimir Putin and Russia itself in his, you know, Biden's only got 40 hours left to start a war with Russia, and I don't think that's going to be enough. William in Montana, I know you're jubilant. Give us your report.
Well, hello, gentlemen. The Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, he responded. He had a very pithy assessment of our activities of the last 8 to 16 years, and he said, Western messiahship bred the Ukrainian crisis, the Arab Springs, and the refugee flood. And he said, their attempts to export their values continue to sow crises in international relations. But these exemplary values really are not values traditionally professed by our ancestors, our European ancestors, our Russian ancestors. They are something completely new and modernized. I would describe them as post-Christian values, which are at odds with the values of our countries and those we wish to pass on to our children. And then he also said, it was not only indecent, from a human point of view, but they were colossal mistakes to try to export, you know, our so-called forms of democracy to the Middle East. He said the most gruesome outcomes of the West's attempt to impose our form of democracy, so-called, on the Middle East was the reduction of the Christian populations in these countries by as much as 70%. And he said that, the Christians fared better under the so-called totalitarian regimes that we replaced. And that is a real tragedy for the whole world.
Wow. Best story of the night. Best story. Folks, read that one. Sergei Lavrov nailing the New World Orders.
Let's look forward to the inauguration.
All righty. See you tomorrow night here, folks.
Bye-bye.
Same time, same hour. So long.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.